You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 55 of the KB Mod Podcast. 55 episodes. I can't believe it. It's like the first time.
I can't believe it.
We got to go back to I can't believe it because it's been a little while since I've actually gotten to do the intro. Maybe 2 weeks?
Smeared I can't believe it's not butter on this podcast? How much would you not believe what's happening?
I probably would cease existing. I would be so befuddled. But yeah, episode 55, it's been fun. I'm enjoying that we do these podcasts live now. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah, what is fun. This?
Yeah, you've been here for like three live podcasts, Scott.
That's funny. So. That's funny, Nick. You had a podcast where you were literally home and you didn't join, so please do not.
All right, talk to I was inside of an being. Engine.
Yeah, that's great. I don't care what the reason was.
I enjoy that you showed up time. That's good.
Yeah. And I actually showed up early to this podcast, which I don't know what was going on. I'm traffic was working with me this week, so... but yeah, if you're listening to this recorded, you should check us out live. I'm going to do a quick advertisement because we record live or broadcast live every Monday at 7 p.m. PST. What is it in the East Coast? 10 right now. 10 Eastern. So anyway, what's been up? We got all our usual suspects here. What have we all been gaming this week? I feel like there's going to be a lot to talk about because a lot of us have been gaming together.
Well, I was on vacation. I was in California. Well, not really vacation. But
Modern Warfare 3 on Xbox.
Ooh. Yeah?
Strong. Yeah, but I played MapleStory today.
Fuck you.
I keep seeing MapleStory popping up. Someone is playing MapleStory on my friends list all the time, and it's really disconcerting.
It's dumb.
Dumb?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the name is, but... I played it
for about 10 minutes today. I don't know what the fuck happened during the 10 minutes.
It's a chat room is all it is.
Did you lose track of time, Dan? Did you black out during those 10 minutes?
I feel like I did. Like, there were little, like, colorful anime sprites, and then the game was over. Like, I don't even know. I don't know what to say, even. I'm not sure quite what happened. But
what possessed you to play MapleStory? Just because we always shit-talk it so much, you wanted to see what it
was?
Well,
I'm going to do a speed dating on it.
Okay.
For one thing. But I had to check it out, finally, you know?
Yeah. I understand.
Somebody paid for John to play it, so.
Yeah, I actually did download it.
John has to stream it, doesn't he?
I do. Yeah, I do.
For Extra Life, probably.
No, I'll do it before that. I told them I'd do it for the last thing. It's just I legitimately couldn't get the downloader to work, so.
Yeah, it took forever.
Now that everything works correctly,
so download it for a game no one wants to play is finicky. That's great.
Apparently it's a really popular game. It's literally just like a chat room where you grind shit out.
It is.
Like there's nothing to it.
The enemies, I was killing snails or some shit and like I leveled to level 2 and then I don't know. After that I don't know.
People are saying in the chat that this game does not deserve a speed dating episode. That people are not but
wow, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, speed date Club Penguin, because that's better.
Be good.
Jesus.
I got all the League of Legends gear right now. I got a Gangplank Orange.
There you go.
A Teemo hat.
Yeah. Teemo hat. Everyone at Twitch has one of those hats, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of us do.
So, in a nutshell, Daniel, you have not played really anything, huh?
I did play a lot of Black Ops over the last week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Played with Ernest Lee. One night too on his server. So
did you play with yourself a lot in California because you were away from your family?
Well, I was with my family.
Oh, okay, okay. Cool. I didn't know your family was
with
you.
Dumbass.
Did both of the kids go, Dan?
No, just me.
I was gonna say because awful flight for them.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. It would be a horrible experience. But I did stop in Minnesota, St. Paul airport. There,
you meet up with Nick. What's going on?
Well, I wasn't going to go back through security for Nick Fenton. Are you crazy?
Like, wow. He doesn't even deserve a security. Wow. Come on, man. Cool. Actually,
I did discover there is a mall in that airport sticking with Minnesota.
What is with Minnesota and malls? Nick, you need to answer for this. What is the deal? Why are you guys
obsessed? I just walk past it. I don't care. I don't look at it.
Wow.
Oh, I don't look at it.
I don't. I just walk. Just go past.
That's the indifference Minnesota's known for.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The reason you say I don't know all the time is because you were born and raised in Minnesota, and literally Minnesotans don't know what the fuck they're doing or
Scott's wearing sunglasses because he recently got eye surgery, and they changed his pupils into dollar signs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I can't see any direct, like, monitor light isn't good, sunlight's bad, so I have to wear these for a week until the money sign pupils go in. The left one has two strike throughs through it, and the right one just has one. So,
sorry.
But what about you, Brandon? What have you been playing this week? And in before you tell me, DayZ, I haven't played with you, and you're mad about it. Go.
Wow.
Because he keeps bringing it up. I'm just saying he always keeps bringing it up. So I'm down to play DayZ.
I brought it up once because I just, you know, I thought maybe we would get the invite to your exclusive DayZ game, but that didn't happen.
It's not exclusive.
Also, you'd probably get killed with the way those two run
around. Yeah, if you ran around with us, dude, it was awful. Yeah, we had zero idea. I didn't know how to actually use the scroll wheel to properly pick through items for like 5 hours. So yeah.
It's too bad that no one you know actually knows how to play the game. That's a shame.
Yeah, it is difficult. Yeah, I really wish I knew people who knew about the game.
Yeah, so I got a little bit of Tribes in before the weekend started, but then this... this Just Cause 2 multiplayer thing.
What a game.
Surprise.
Yes.
And that ended up consuming probably 10 hours of my weekend. I played with John on Sunday and some other guys on Saturday. And just that adding Just Cause 2, like multiplayer components to that game make it so much more fun. I'd only put in a few hours in it, like in the single player part, and it was already pretty cool, but the open world stuff just gets so much better when you're with other people. And
yeah, I saw John's video of you guys like ramping boats and trolling like people on like shooting their boats up and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we were just messing
John
around.
Just rocketed everybody in that video that you met.
Yeah, we were doing like boat stunts and stuff, and so the dev or one of the devs actually put a post up today, like a recap of their test. And it turns out that server was hosted in the Netherlands, and like I didn't even realize it. It didn't even really seem like it. I just thought kind of the hit reg or something was buggy, but turns out that everyone playing was on like 300 ping, and so it sounds like when they do some updates to it and stuff, and people are actually hosting servers, you know, in the U.S., I think the mod will be a lot of fun, because that was really the only weirdness, is like shooting things was kind of buggy, and turns out there's no server side hit reg. It's all client side. But
yeah,
it worked fine when you were trying to blow up people's boats, though.
Good. Yeah, it was. So
you guys were definitely
John's
really good at
activity.
That. I love John's laugh when he's about to troll someone and blow someone's boat up. It's just the best. John gets giddy. He gets
evil dude
about it. He just gets so excited. It's like, we're gonna fuck this person.
I love trolling.
Yeah.
I know, and that's a troll city, man. Fucking Just Cause 2. I was watching Mark and Jordan's video, and all they were trying to do was get both of them in a plane and up in the air, and they never did it once, like, the whole time. And then they dive bomb the spawn with the plane.
All it was people like constantly bombarding the spawn points with grenades and rockets. Like, some people, I don't know how people enjoyed that, but people would just get helicopters and bombard it constantly.
The best thing was Brandon would base jump and I'd fly through the air with a plane and try to catch him on my plane. It was good times.
The physics in that game are so realistic. I can grapple onto a plane as
and he can stand on top of the plane while I'm flying at 800 miles an hour.
The physics or whatever. That's why I'm really hoping that I've said this to people that I work with who've played Just Cause, and they were like, I was like, if they fix that physics engine in Just Cause 3, they've failed. It needs to be just as completely broken, or it'll ruin the whole game.
Yeah, they need to not make a single player game. They need to not make it so it has any story. They just need to say, here's your thing, blow shit up.
Yep.
Yeah, I was telling Dan today that for Just Cause 3, like, they need to have some sort of multiplayer component, because it's obviously wildly popular. Like, people want some sort of open world game where they can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like the game would be a lot more popular if they would add in that multiplayer support from the beginning. And so the weirdest thing about that multiplayer mod, it's like a megabyte. It's literally just like an EXE that you launch the game through, and all of a sudden the game has multiplayer support.
Yep.
So I don't know how that works, but it's amazing.
I don't know when the next beta test is. I was so mad that I missed it, that I was out of town. And then I was super sick yesterday. But
there's a Twitter account, JC2MPDev, that I think if you follow, I think that's the like main account for this stuff. I'm guessing they'll probably do another beta test soon.
Yeah, so keep your eyes on that, guys. Just Cause 2, I'm not sure how much it is right now.
Like if it was $14 when I checked?
But it goes on sale a lot, too.
I tweet it out every time it goes on sale. It's like regularly under $5 on Steam.
And actually, it's worth $5 even if you don't play the multiplayer. Because you can get a good 5 hours out of the single player, even if you get bored with it.
Yeah.
Plus, you can just do tons of crazy shit in the single player, too, and get used to grappling and all that stuff. Because it takes a little getting used to. I actually prefer the controller with that game.
I was able to have fun just going into the forest and trying to get all the way across the forest without ever touching the ground.
Yep.
It was just just stupid as fuck, but it was fun.
Yeah. Yep. I remember it told me to go from like one area to another for like a different mission, and all I did was grapple over a mountain. Like I was supposed to take like a car and go on the road, but I decided like it was like way glitched up and high. It was ridiculous. But
the best thing too is you can grapple towards something and then open your parachute and then like grapple your way around the world as you're parachuting. Like it's in no way realistic at all. But you can get around without any sort of mode of transportation with just your parachute and a grappling hook.
Yeah, when I was streaming it a few weeks ago, people who had played a lot of the game were like, dude, you can grapple like 9 million miles an hour if you just like know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I didn't figure it out, but these guys were like, yeah, once you figure that out, you won't ever get in a car again. You'll just grapple all the way across with a parachute.
Yeah, I was getting better at it as I was playing it more, and it was fun because the best thing about playing with other people is that you can grapple like things together. And so I don't know if we had it in John's video, but we were grappling boats together and then jumping them off, and just completely the physics engine had no idea what to do with it, and so the boat would just flip wildly around its
The best thing too, like when your body hits the ground, like I was watching I think it was in Jordan's video, he hits the ground like super hard and his body bounces like a freaking ball would, like a tennis ball. It doesn't splat into the ground, it like goes boing and then like does a couple flips. Oh, it's awesome. And we did lose Alex, it appears. So we'll try to get Alex back.
Right. Well, at least we don't have to hear about what he was playing because I didn't care. But I can answer for Nick and I because I think, I don't know. Nick has probably been playing a lot of console Halo because he does like to do that.
I haven't played Halo in like a month. So.
Really? No, no way. A month?
Last time I played Halo was when I was in California. Yeah, that was last time.
That was less than a month ago, wasn't it?
Well, you've been here? Last time I played Halo at my own.
Okay, well, anyway. Yeah, I've been playing. I was playing DayZ. Got into DayZ this weekend. Played it for like 20 hours. I feel like I've, totally hooked. Get the appeal of DayZ now. We had some fun experiences. Nick, you got to tell the story of you coming across that sniper and fucking killing him because you got some good gear out of that.
Well, we were. Haven't heard that. Was that when we were on the Rooster Teeth server?
Yeah, we were on Rooster Teeth server.
Yeah, we just found a Rooster Teeth server and we were playing on that. And I was just trying to get to Cherno, trying to meet up with I think it was trying to find Hutch and like
Mark. Yeah, wasn't Mark? Yeah,
were you, I think were Mark you family was there. Were you following Hutch?
He was just following him around.
Yeah,
Hutch was running away, trying to get to kill himself in Cherno. So I was like,
please sign my face.
Hutch, please shoot me in game, please.
No, but then I
met Hutch for the first time last weekend IRL.
Yeah,
see you, nice gentleman.
What a fantastic human being. Just a great guy.
I don't know if he's as good as Alex.
We just ran. I just ran up to him and we gave like a big bro hug because I've known him for like 3 years. Yeah, you know, so it was like.
I feel like we should Hutch on the podcast at some point.
Definitely.
I
feel like if he's down, we should definitely get him on. I think he would be. But I'm getting offers to get. I can get you ghillies, NV goggles, anything you want.
Ooh, snap, dude.
I'm so down. I don't care what I have to exploit. I want to have all the gear and go into Cherno on like a 50-man server and kill everyone. I still haven't made my really mess with.
I want to hear Nick's story because Nick has managed to kill someone before I have. Apparently,
yeah, lots of people. I don't care. I'll shoot him if I don't know you. But I was just running across this random field, like in the middle of nowhere. Like if you're not at like an airfield or in Cherno or an Electro, like you don't run into anyone. And this guy just like 10 feet away from me, like we didn't even see each other. And so we both see each other, and then we just immediately go down into prone in this long grass. And then I'm just searching all over for a green name. And then I finally shoot him. And then I go and search his body, and he's got, like, everything. He's got, like, a map, a compass, like a GPS. What do you have? Like a M1911.
Well, can we back up and say that you were unsure? You were like, should I kill him? And I just started screaming and Scott.
Yeah,
like,
Scott's screaming
him, kill him, Nick, he's going to kill you. And so he didn't even see you, though?
You don't know somebody, dude. You kill him.
Just kill him. Like, right,
That's pretty much how it should be. And yes, Alex has returned, it appears.
Yeah, technical difficulties. There you are. My bad.
We're all good.
You always have something in your mouth.
Always.
I have an oral fixation.
Me too. I think that's why I smoke.
Yeah, I need to not smoke because I'll do it forever and die.
So, what did you play this week, John? I think I already know the answer.
Played lots of Just Cause 2 with Brandon. I think we played for like 5 or 6 hours straight.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. I got on. Brandon was like, "You want to play?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get breakfast." And then I look outside and it's starting to get dark. So I don't really know what happened there. But other than that, I've just been playing TF2.
You've been doing some high-level scrims, yeah?
Yeah, I play with like a lot of the guys who play in like ESEA Invite. They're really fucking good, and I'm not that good anymore. But I can do okay, so it's fun. They're good dudes.
Yeah, we also played, what did we play? We played some Counter-Strike Source yesterday, and a little bit of CSGO. I think we're going to play more tonight, but we're going to talk about Go, I think, later in the news. Because oh my god, that patch.
Real good.
Holy shit, the game feels totally, totally different, and like... feels like Source to me now with better hit reg. So anyway,
so it's probably really, it's really great now, isn't it? Because it's like,
did they increase the screen shake, Scott?
I'm not sure. I have to look through the patch notes. I didn't notice anything hugely different as far as the screen shake, but I can check
it
out.
But you didn't notice that it didn't exist either, so.
Yeah, exactly.
When the game first came out, literally the first thing I noticed when I shot a gun, I was like, there's no screen shake. And this is fucking stupid.
Yeah. The patch notes are literally like 10 pages. They're ridiculous. Yeah. So they went nuts.
So what did you play this week, Alex?
Did a lot of real life stuff, actually. I think the only thing
I don't hear about that. What did you play, Alex? God.
Scott.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
In rare form already.
Scott, ask me how you make me feel.
No, I don't want to. I feel like it'll
fuck you.
Wow.
The only thing I played this week was I logged into DayZ like 3 times and moved my character.
Are you one of those DayZ players where you just disconnect if anything starts getting hairy?
No, actually, want to hear a story? I was in Starry Sober, and actually on my map, because sometimes it's like server side, on my map it said dead body, so I went to go like search for this dead body, and I get there and there's these two guys like... basically scissoring, like two dead bodies scissoring. So I go up to one and I open his pack and he's got like some ammo for my gun, and he's got a lot of equipment that I could use if I was new, but I don't really need it. So I open the next guy's pack, and then next to me all I hear is pew, and I see like smoke fly up from like maybe 3 or 4 feet away from me, and I'm like, I just got fucking sniped at. Firstly, I was standing still, so I'm like, how did I not die? What kind
this
of guy
guy's
is, like,
a sweet shot, obviously.
He's like Michael J. Fox sniping over there. But so I start serpentining towards like this that big unfinished shed, and the guy literally fired. I counted 13 shots at me. He must have reloaded like 2 or 3 times, completely missed. And then I sit in the barn thing for like literally 20 minutes because I didn't want to be one of those people that logged out when bad shit happened. But then I was like, I don't want to play anymore. So I did eventually log out in that thing, but I tried. If I was going to die, I was going to let it happen. But there, that's what I played. Nice. I still reiterate, fuck you, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
First, we talked about this. Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago on the roundtable? We talked about Steam, Gabe hating on Windows 8, and then Steam wanting to move into non-gaming software. And it was just a rumor then, but it's been confirmed now. They're going to be offering all kinds of stuff on Steam, which I'm happy for. I mean,
competition is always good for them.
Sony Vegas on sale, Steam Summer Sale, $4.99. I mean, not that I didn't already buy it for like $800.
Yeah. I think everyone here has obviously purchased that. So
yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And DX3 and Fraps and numerous other products. Oh, anyway, all YouTubers are completely legit with the software they get.
But, you know what's so funny about that, real quick, about the Sony Vegas thing? So obviously no one uses Sony Vegas at Machinima to edit any videos. And like I was telling the other editors, because I'm doing Premiere stuff now, and I was like, yeah, I haven't really used even Final Cut Pro because I have a Windows machine, so I always used Vegas. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, no one in the industry uses Sony Vegas. They're like, only YouTube does everyone use Sony Vegas. So it's very obvious why that is. But like,
yeah, I use Adobe Premiere now.
Yeah, I still stand by Sony Vegas. The Sony Vegas timeline is the best timeline in any program ever.
I'll agree with you on that.
So easy to use.
So there's going to be tons of different titles, it looks like, and you'll be able to save your work on the Steam Cloud, which I think is really cool, actually. That means no matter what program you use, you can...
That means your work is always high as a
kite. I think the developer's still going to have to like code in the support for that, but I think that's probably the biggest draw to putting your app on Steam, is that you can take advantage of all the Steamworks stuff. So it's I'm curious to see what they launch with, like who is actually signed on to, you know, to be on Steam when they launch, which is only in a few weeks. I think September 5th. Same as when Greenlight comes out.
I'm really hoping that somehow EA will ask that Battlelog be allowed on Steam, so that you have to log into Steam to get to Battlelog to play Battlefield 3.
But you have to have Origin open.
Origin first. Add one more layer. Origin, you launch Origin from Steam to Battlelog. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, I'm loving BF3 close quarters and all, but I seriously still, like, whenever I get to, like, want to start it up, I'm always like, God damn it. Like, every time. Even though I'm like, I really want to play some BF3. And then I'm like, fuck, I got to open, like, 7 programs now. So, but. So I think this is a good thing. We'll have and there will be sales. I would assume there would be sales. There will be less sales of this stuff, but
I'm guessing they'll try to work this in. But I'm curious what kind of titles we're gonna see, and maybe if we start to see like maybe freeware turn into, you know, sort of either be on Steam or have like a, you know, a $5 price tag or something on Steam.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like I think Valve is trying to beat Windows to the punch for being like the app store of choice on Windows.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see who they're actually going to sign up and who's going to.
I mean, if you're a company, I mean, I don't see any reason you don't go through Steam. But I mean, unless you're EA. But as far as commercial software, I don't see any reason not to.
The problem with EA is EA will never be able to create what Valve will be able to create with other applications, because if you look at EA's financial status compared to Valve, people aren't going to trust them with their product.
Yep, exactly. So
Uplay, my God, what a software. Let me tell you about that.
That's really bad.
Got Splinter Cell Conviction, and oh my God.
Yeah, but you get rewarded with Uplay points or whatever, and you can get desktop backgrounds, get some wallpapers.
How awful it is.
It's great. It's a great time.
So terrible.
So September 5th, guys, Steam will probably have a... I don't know if it'll update Steam too much, but it might. And you'll be able to buy regular software.
There you go.
So next up, I think Scott will probably take the lead on this one, but I haven't played CS:GO since.
Well, hold on. We have one more piece of Steam news that we might as well hit now.
Oh, good call.
Because it's happening this week. This is, I guess, the freshest of news. That Steam is like overhauling their community features. So it's they actually have 4 days of announcements, supposedly, but today's was an announcement that they're going to have these game hubs, and it's going to be, I guess, kind of more community centric around the different games. So there'll be like discussion boards and community videos and screenshots and stuff, all sort of available in an easy access way for each of your games. So I guess they're gonna make your library kind of more community oriented than it is now.
That looks cool. These from these screenshots.
Yeah,
looking at that. I don't know how much I'll use that. I'm just hoping the overall the community screen, so it's not so buggy and laggy. Like, I don't know about you guys, but if I click on friends or something, it takes a good long while to load up. And then if I try to go to another page, it doesn't load too fast. But hopefully it'll. This looks cool though. I mean, looking at it right now, it'll show how many community contributors it has. It'll have discussion. looks like discussion forums as well, right directly linked to the Steam forums. So, and videos, screenshots, workshops, items, news, and forums. So pretty much everything.
That's actually, and that's like the forum stuff I think is actually really helpful, because if you've ever tried to go to the Steam forums, there's like 1,000 of them, because there's one for every game on Steam. And so it's actually, it can be hard to find what you're looking for. I think having that stuff built into Steam will kind of will help people use Steam more as like a kind of general purpose browsing and stuff for Steam related things. Whereas now you only, I mean, at least I only really use Steam for like the library and the friends list for the most part.
Yep. So hopefully we can see some, I don't know what else they have in store for us, but
yeah, 3 more days of announcements. Seems like maybe the community stuff ends up getting, you know, basically an overhaul.
So what are we doing? CSGO here now?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do CSGO. I mean, I don't even know. Basically, if you look at the patch notes, they touched everything, pretty much every aspect of the game. They tweaked a little bit. Some of the bigger changes that they had in it were, like, for the weapons, they increased the recoil of the AK, and, I mean, increased damage of certain guns. I mean, you can read through it. I mean, it's literally, it's hundreds of changes, like the article says. So it's hard to put it all, I mean, like, to pick out certain things, but when you go in, like, right when I went loaded into a game, Nick and I were playing some deathmatch last night on a deathmatch server. Like everything, like the AK-47 spray and all that stuff feels like Source now. The Deagle animation, you can flip, the Deagle flips now, which is nice.
The Deagle looks like that back. Loop, though.
The Deagle, yeah, the Deagle feels weird still to
me.
It looks like a turd. I don't quite get the hit reg with it sometimes. But
I think the crosshair is what kind of messes me up.
It's probably the crosshair.
The crosshair is so big.
Yeah.
And I'm compared to like,
I'm just gonna probably go back to, because I actually was digging the CS:GO crosshair because I was playing with it for a while trying to get used to it.
I think it helps while learning like the recoil,
right, of the guns. But now it feels a lot more like Source. So I think if I go back to like a normal crosshair, I think it'll be fine. But yeah, I mean, it feels really good. I want to get in and try to this week play some ESEA, like competitive pugs or whatever on Go now that it's been updated, and see if it's any more competitive. Because before we would go into like a Go game on Inferno and literally like, it'd be round after round would be traded because of the dumbest stuff. Like someone would come up with a pistol behind like 3 people and just like whiff like 5 shots because they're like, I don't understand this recoil. I don't understand what's going on. So it seems a lot more consistent now, and like you can, there's going to be more of a science to it, which was the problem. The randomness of CS:GO before was an issue. So it seems like they've locked a lot of that down, and it's a lot more.
The movement feels good now.
The movement feels really good now, and it was optimized to shit. I swear I'm getting even more frames than I was prior to the update, and we already know how easy it was to record that, Dan. It was like real nice, or to stream. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's been good. Well. I'm excited. I'm going to get in and do some more.
So have you already pre-ordered it, Scott?
Yeah, so of course. Yeah, it's on there.
When does it come out here?
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
The 21st. And, okay. If you pre-purchase,
you get the beta. So,
if you don't already have the beta, you can start playing as of tomorrow. Right. If you pre-order it, so that's cool.
Yeah,
and it's $13.49 right now, I think, not $15, so something like that.
10% discount. Seems that if you enjoy CS, I don't know why you wouldn't go ahead and buy it.
Right.
Yep.
It's going to be modded and all that amazing.
They'll mod the shit out. There's surfing servers for it already and that kind of stuff. Because I know in the comments to this, people were like, "Oh, I just do a lot of surfing in CS Source," but there is that
surfing
stuff's
is
already
fucking
out.
Fun. I've been doing a ton of surfing in TF2.
It's crazy, man. Can get going pretty fast. And speaking of TF2, this was kind of like, I don't know if this was out of nowhere, really, because they said this alternate reality game's been going on for months for this TF2 new mode. But there's been like Easter eggs and like all kinds of stuff appearing on maps, like a giant tank in the background, like in the skybox of maps. And nobody quite knew what it was. And today it got confirmed that TF2 is getting co-op mode, man versus machine, and it's going to be like a siege mode. So I believe you have to, like, you know, you kill waves of robots, and then you get to, like, buy upgrades and that kind of thing. So kind of like zombies.
Killing Floor.
Yeah, Killing Floor. Same basic thing. And there is, it looks a lot like Killing Floor because at the end of that little trailer for Man vs. Machine, there's a giant boss robot. So I think we'll be seeing some sort of Patriarch equivalent So I'm really excited. I guess it comes out
3 days.
Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, 3 days from the start of the update. So yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah. So, wow, that's, I never thought, they just keep doing more and more and more and more with this game. And this is supposed to be the third, although TF2 lore is often explained away with, well, whatever. But
does TF2 need lore, for God's sake? I guess people love it when they reveal the characters, but seriously.
Did you ever see, like it's the two man, the three man brothers, M-A-N-N. So this is the third guy who has a bunch of robots, and the robots are fueled by money, and you can pick up whatever is left.
much like Scott.
Scott came from a robot.
Yeah.
I was actually the inspiration for that whole side story. So much like Al Gore was the inspiration for the internet, I was the inspiration for this whole thing.
Yeah, Scott Fisher has been a consultant at Valve for the past 3 months working with them.
So it's, I just think it's great because I had no idea this alternate reality game was going on. Apparently there have been like items and a bunch of little drops that TF2 players put together over the last month, kind of, but
I think that's the coolest thing with these kinds of TF2 updates is that they really serve the community, like the people actually playing the game. They start noticing things, and that's how this kind of stuff gets announced.
It's
kind of neat that, you know, for people playing the game, they probably saw this coming all along, and we just now figured it out.
Yeah, so there's a trailer made in Source Filmmaker. It's awesome. It's an awesome little trailer. Red and blue working together to kill the robots, but it's funny, obviously, in Source Filmmaker. So there you go. But yeah, definitely check it out. There was no announcements of any more hats or anything coming up with this, but
there will be hats.
There will be hats, I'm sure. So
I drink your hat. I drink it up.
So that is cool. So look for that Wednesday. And speaking of more mod tools and game changes, Witcher 2 has just announced they're going to release a full mod kit for that game, which means like new campaign.
You know, people are going to go.
It means somebody will make it run well.
Yeah, somebody will optimize it who isn't CD Projekt Red. Mm. But if you've played Witcher 2 or Witcher 1 for that matter, you know how much content there is anyway. Let alone when people start making custom campaigns, custom weapons, custom spells. It's basically going to be like Skyrim once it gets fully rolling. So be on the lookout for that. I don't think it has a date on it yet, but
they're going to be showing it off at Gamescom behind closed doors, so can't be too far off.
Yeah. So cool. You'll be able to make your own content for Witcher 2 and a game that's already, again, both games, just massive games. So,
someone just said in the comments in the article, which is true, it says, looking forward to the inevitable nude mod.
Yes.
Definitely be there.
That game, God. If you've never played Witcher 2, there's a lot of sex, at least in Witcher 1.
Let the titties hit the floor.
Wow, titties are hitting the floor?
That sounds like you're fucking a grandmother.
Have you seen the boobs in Witcher 2? Those things are jiggling all over the place.
Yeah, they're...
They have no clips sometimes. They're just, like, popping out and shit.
Like, you're just blocking the boobs and boobs coming through walls.
There is. I was for Skyrim mods today.
Just so many
graphical mods, and I picked up a package of graphical mods, which was really good. But then, like in like the list, you know, there was one that's just called "Women of Skyrim," and I think it just puts all the women in bikinis. That's all it does. That's the whole mod. So, yeah. So somebody out there made that.
Well, at least we're not objectifying women.
Yeah, no, obviously not. No. That's never been a problem in video games, especially not with the Tomb Raider series.
No, absolutely not. She got by on her wits and great skills of climbing. That was her deal.
So this next article I thought would be very much in Alex's alley here.
I was just couldn't wait till this article was going to be talked about.
BioShock Infinite loses staffers and rumored multiplayer modes and gains... Boss.
Alex,
it's already been delays. There's already been delays. People are getting let go.
I thought about it, but go ahead, Scott. Ask
Alex, how does that make you feel?
I've been thinking about this all day. I compare BioShock Infinite's sort of journey to production and release the same as Apocalypse Now.
All right, all right.
Francis Ford Coppola, the director, suffers a heart attack during shooting. Dennis Hopper is high on cocaine the whole time. Marlon Brando comes in, doesn't know his lines. Martin Sheen has like a fucking panic attack. And at the end of like two solid years of filmmaking, you have what is Apocalypse Now, which is considered one of the greatest films of all time.
Right. There you go.
And that is an anomaly, not the norm. So what makes you think that this is going to happen to Bioshock Infinite? Because that was only that the fact that all that stuff that went into Apocalypse Now almost proves
because
he's a guy.
Ken Levine.
Yeah, he's got a point. Ken Levine is still there. And
that's true.
And, replacing the art director who left is Scott Sinclair, art director of Bioshock 1.
No, it's not like they're replacing guys like who just came over from like fucking porting Call of Duty to the Wii. They're like, hey, let's bring back the original guys that made the series.
Porting Call of
Duty. Original guys. All right, the thing that's refreshing about that is because Bioshock's universe is gorgeous. And if you're bringing back the guy who created that, you're in pretty good shape. Because now he has the opportunity to create a completely separate universe.
Also, too, okay, this is disconcerting because clearly something that wasn't supposed to happen happened. But the first delay, I still believe, happened because Ken Levine wants more time anyways, and the Rockstar team had GTA 5 ready to go before it was ready to go anyways. I don't think that was anything Bioshock related. And also, someone tweeted at me, he's like, are you sad about the multiplayer modes gone? No.
I could care less.
I'm not fucking Bioshock sad. Game. I have Bioshock 2 multiplayer. I can play that whenever, right? Because like
you can't. No, because no one's playing it.
Okay,
you have to message us on Skype.
We had to go into a lobby, find a guy in Team Deathmatch, and tell him to come into a different game mode that had more people so we could get a lobby going. I had to send him a message on Games for Windows Live.
I'm not worried about the multiplayer.
I'm with you on this, Alex, though. It's Bioshock, dude. Could care less if there's a multiplayer, but
it does make me wonder though.
I have something to tell you. Speaking of all this replacing, I have something to tell you, Alex. I'm replacing Ken Levine as the lead developer for this game.
How does it
so basically developers. Bioshock's just going to be like money falling from the sky?
Yeah,
just
Black Ops 2.
We've realized that the name of Bioshock alone will sell the game, so we don't need to put any actual work into it. So we're just going to ship it out.
Just a whole bunch of Big Daddy crouching.
Sure. every single plasmid is just money shooting out of your hands.
Oh man!
So next up, and this was something I think John was mentioning it in his one of his TF2 videos, I think, but not this specific thing. But I'll get to it here. But Firefall has announced that they're going to put in an esports toolkit. To try to be yet another shooter to try to esports
what? Spotlight. I don't even, that was like a gremlin.
Did none of us comment on it? Sorry,
but
go ahead.
John was saying in his video that basically FPS esports is pretty much dead, like in the grand scheme, and I would agree with that. Like pro mod's on the decline severely, even in Europe.
Where are you
and
at Unreal Tournament? Where are you at?
Basically, it's League of Legends and StarCraft 2 right now, and that's it. I mean, really,
Counter-Strike Source, man.
MOBAs in general.
Counter-Strike Source can still make a comeback. I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah,
that.
The thing is,
you could
like,
join ESEA Open again, or
that's funny, John. That's really funny. You want to fucking fight a PAX? I'll fucking fight you. All right, dude.
Go ahead. Maybe you and Rishi can fight a game dev together.
So this Firefall esports thing, though. Listen, I've played Firefall, okay? It's not very good. Just, it's not. So, I don't know how...
I didn't really like Firefall, I remember that.
Well, it's clunky. I think this has also come with, like, a huge change in direction. Not that I'm giving them a whole bit of credit.
Oh, they were gonna do this anyway.
But I guess it's basically turned into more of, like, a first-person shooter type thing. I don't really know, because I haven't played it since...
Well, it's like TF2 style. Player,
yeah, but I think, I mean, the cool thing though is I think that it can help, features like this can help your game get off the ground as an esports title if it's already getting support
for like 6 years.
Well, no, I know, I'm not talking about Firefall in particular, but I'm just saying I think it would be nice to see more developers put like just a little bit of time into something like this, because my obviously experience with Tribes has been pretty significant, and that's one thing that I think has hurt the spectator aspect of that game, is that they don't have a very good spectator experience. And this esports toolkit, it seems a little bit overkill, but they actually have some very cool features. And you know, Firefall itself may not be, you know, the greatest game, but if more developers would put time into something like this, I think maybe it would help their title get off the ground, you know, in competitive play.
Yeah, but isn't Tribes, I mean, declining, even though it just got started, kind of?
Well, like, I mean, Tribes is not going to be a huge title for many reasons, but I think one of the things that has hurt the competitive part of it is
the
that,
HRV.
Well, I think that one of the most exciting aspects to Tribes is seeing that first-person gameplay and seeing, you know, how much skill it takes. And for a while, they didn't have a first-person spectator view, and even
and
now,
it still doesn't work really
right,
well.
It's still kind of a weird, you know, first-person hybrid type thing. And I think that will hurt a game if the spectator experience isn't good, because that's what people want to see now. For a title to gain momentum in esports, it has to be fun to watch. And I think that's why you see MOBAs becoming so popular, is because they're fun to watch and they're pretty easy to spectate and commentate over.
Yeah, and they're easy to pick up, but I don't know where FPS went wrong. And maybe this is like a whole discussion for another time, but I mean, before it was like, you know, Counter-Strike, COD 2, COD 4, you know, Unreal, of course, and like that was the huge thing, like back in the days of like late 90s, early and mid 2000s, guys like Fatality and all that kind of stuff. Why is it so dead now? Like, it's kind of crazy.
There's been no real innovation.
Are you talking about just the first-person market
of
esports?
Yeah, the first-person market of esports, because that was kind of the thing that made esports happen until StarCraft really picked up.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if you've necessarily seen such a huge decline in first-person shooters. It's just that you've seen such a massive increase in RTS and MOBAs.
Yeah,
I mean, because you still see people, you know, tuning into streams and stuff for first-person shooters. It's just that it's the same audience it was 5 years ago.
It hasn't grown.
It's a good point by a guy in the stream, Zsham. Consoles took over a lot of FPS development, too.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of it. It really is. Epic, what are you doing, bros? Unreal.
Make
it happen.
But, I don't know.
So hopefully Firefall can do something, but they need to fix the original game.
Black Ops 2 will be the number one competitive title played in the world when it comes out. So that's what's going to happen.
What's your GB rank?
Poison Charge. I don't know. He'll do everything.
What's your GB rank, pussy?
450, I think. Pretty high.
Wow, dude, I'm 420.
But really, in all seriousness, Black Ops 2 really is working on building in that whole esport thing. I think on all platforms, whether or not that'll... I don't think that'll matter necessarily on the PC side, but like with stuff like MLG and stuff, it's going to take over the esports for first-person shooters. We'll see what happens with Halo 4. But Halo 4 doesn't have any spectator stuff built into it, so I think Black Ops is going to take a lot of that.
Halo 4 isn't competitive. When it launches, it will flop.
Well, no, it's not going to flop. It's just going to not...
Competitively,
yeah. People will still buy it.
Competitive was what makes games have staying power, though, and that just
it's true.
Hasn't happened in the last few years.
Yeah.
I would say COD 4 is really the last one, really, to, have any sort
of... And Counter-Strike, but...
That's my ass.
Well, I meant, like, to come out, but, I mean, obviously Counter-Strike did, but...
I think Counter-Strike's the last game that could even compare to what Quake was able to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, Quake guys in CS 1.6. 1.6 is still pretty good, pretty
people
big
play
over
1.6 is still
the source.
Yeah. I love Counter Strike. I just love all its iterations.
That's cool, dude. How about you go play BioShock 2 multiplayer? Okay, dude.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go do it.
I'll make a private lobby. And I'll be more content than you'll ever be. You fucking fake bitch.
Wow.
We'll finish up. Wow. We'll finish up the news with a couple pieces of Blizzard news. First of all, Battle.net got hacked, which isn't that surprising in a way.
Yeah, I still play Diablo 3, so it's really scary.
Well, it doesn't matter. Your stuff's still in there. So, but if you do still play and you're still active, definitely go check on your passwords. That would be a good thing to do. But they said Blizzard said that this wasn't possible, but apparently it is. So they said it's extremely difficult to extract the actual password, but you never know. So go change your passwords if you think you were compromised at all, because your credit card info is in there.
And if you're not using an authenticator yet, you're dumb.
Yeah, you are actually dumb if you play Blizzard games actively and don't have an authenticator. But next is Blizzard's putting out this 1.04 Diablo patch, which is going to make items fall a lot more often, make the game easier. The health multiplier won't be as good, or won't be as massive on Inferno with multiple players. And they are reducing repair costs and improving all the legendaries finally, which they said they were going to do. My opinion, it's too little too late, and all you had to do is change one thing. And I was talking to Brandon before the cast. Make a pure mode, call it like pure mode or something like that. I don't know what you want to call it, but where there's no auction house. That's honestly all you have to do. Boom, game fixed.
No.
But
that's your rebuttal? No.
No.
Alex, no.
No, we've talked about this. The auction house is it's so built in because the item drops are so shit.
Well, they have to change the item drops too.
Well, that's what it looks like they're doing, but it's still too little too late.
Yeah. The majority of players have also been revealed to be single players, so get rid of the auction house.
What see, the thing is, are there numbers on what the player base that dropped off? I mean, I know it's been huge since the first couple weeks, but
they sold like 8-point-something million copies.
Yeah,
it was like 6 million active for a while, but I would say it's probably at about 3 million active now. I think I saw that somewhere. But don't quote me
still
on
not
it.
Not bad, but yeah, no.
It's dropped way off though because the high end players, like if you remember Twitch for the first 2 months after release, dude, that's like all it was. And all those guys were playing other games like Path of Exile and like other action RPGs, but different things that have end game and true grinds that you can do. And Torchlight 2 is making a huge mistake right now, by the way, in extension to this, by not. Just release now, and you will just... I mean, you're going to sell a lot anyway later, because so many people have dropped D3. But you do it right now, like... you would make so much.
Maybe they will.
It still says summer 2012. I highly doubt it.
I think at this point, they're really hoping that 2012 comes true and the world ends before they actually have to release their game.
They don't have a game.
They don't. They literally have just been lying this whole. It's like next time Modular video. It's just a myth.
Yeah,
I played Diablo 3 like a week ago with Hutch for like 8 minutes.
And you were out.
I haven't picked it up since beginning of June.
I think when I was reading through this post, and all I was thinking was like all of the things they're writing here make sense, and I like the sound of the changes, but I do kind of agree that it's like it. I would have loved it if you had put in these changes a couple weeks after the game came out, but you know, obviously, it's difficult for them to do that, to just make heavy changes like these so quickly. But I mean, I think a lot of people have already, I mean, pretty much all of us have already kind of moved on to other games, and I don't know that there's really much desire to go back to Diablo, even though you know they are making the game better. They're fixing some of the silly elite packs that just basically cause frustration. And
Invulnerable is gone for those of you who still play. That'll be gone.
It's all positive changes, and I think, I mean, buffing legendaries, like, that's a no-brainer. There's all sorts of changes that I think they should have made a month or two ago if they wanted to keep people around. But I don't think you're going to see people coming back, because a lot of people that may have been interested in the game at first, They're no longer reading these blog posts, you know. They've already found a new game.
Yep. So too little too late, Blizzard. You had your shot.
JoJo said it best.
Yep.
Too little too late.
It's disrespectful.
Can we get a
like
team
Casey,
JoJo?
Like Casey and JoJo?
Oh god, Casey and JoJo.
Can we get Team JoJo trending on Twitter, everyone? Everyone tweet it right now. Thank you. Team JoJo.
It's time for the KB Mod Roundtable. Get ready to discuss a topic.
All right, so we're going to go into a bit of a, it's more of a roundtable, but on some DayZ.
We can start with a rant. If you want it to be a rant, it could be a rant.
You go, well, Brandon. You
well, see, here's the thing, though, is that I've seen a lot of videos of hackers, but I've never run into a hacker myself.
Nope. Me and Scott have. It happened to us last night.
So, basically, what we're going to talk about is you have run into a hacker in DayZ, and as Scott will now attest to, the whole point of DayZ is the immersion of the game. Right. Like, once you get into the mindset that you're actually in a zombie apocalypse, that's why it's fun. So when a guy teleports you all on top of a tower and then kills you all, that kind of breaks that sense of immersion and pretty much ruins the experience. I would say even more so than, like, you know, an aimbot or a wall hacker in FPS or something. And
it's
right now,
worse in DayZ, yeah, I agree, than an FPS that you can just go to.
Because it just completely ruins the game. Like,
yeah.
Completely ruins it. And right now, admins don't ban very often, especially on main servers. Like, there's non-Hive servers. I saw Tank Jones talking about this, that you can get on, and the admins on there will ban a lot more often. Mm. But the developers have sort of set a precedent with some things they've said in forum posts, because people are getting mad because there's a lot of stream sniping going on.
Yeah.
They said, like, that was legal. Fair game.
Yeah, they were like, that's legal, that's fair game.
Fucking meta gaming.
Yeah.
Like, that is really meta.
And I understand, I kind of see that, and actually when they said that, I was totally on board with it. But what that actually does, too, is it says to admins, well, the shit that you can ban for, because it said in that same forum post, if you see an admin banning for this, let us know.
Well,
because we need to talk to them, because they shouldn't be banning for this.
Well, but I think, so it's one thing, though, to have someone, like, finding you and joining your game and killing you because you're streaming. It's another thing to have someone teleporting everyone to the same spot on the map, and basically everyone dies. So I think the point of the conversation here is at least I think the only thing holding back DayZ right now is the fact that because the game relies on that immersion, anything messing with your experience like a hacker completely destroys the game. And, like, I played a lot this weekend, and up to this point I hadn't encountered a hacker to my knowledge. And this weekend I encountered three or four different instances of either someone killing me instantly or getting teleported. And it's like you lose a little bit of the desire you have to really invest in your character when you know that it could all be gone because it's kind of out of your control. If someone teleports you into a little camp with everyone else, like, there's nothing you can do. Your character's over, and so there's, I don't know. It's hard to combat. I think that's a different thing than just saying, you know, stream sniping is legal.
Yeah, but even that, I don't agree really with the develop. Like, admins should run their servers how they want to run them too. Like, that's another thing. But I still think that puts a little fear in admins for just banning. In general, just seeing the developer come out and say things
right
like that.
You should always fear the admin.
Yeah, you should always fear the admin.
Well, and it's also...
And people aren't going to ban for this stuff, because I'm not hearing it happen a lot. I've heard hackers just sit around, like...
Scott and I, last night, there was, like, a global dance command where our characters went into a dancing...
Yeah, game. I have that on, yeah.
It was really,
really
weird.
Have you ever had that before, where your characters start dancing? Like, on, like,
I've seen it, yeah.
Literally, that's a hacker, I'm assuming, right? Because we didn't see anyone, but, or maybe it's an admin thing.
It seems like there are so many odd things that can be hacked within this game. Like, mm-hmm. we encountered a guy last night who, we were in Cherno inside of a concrete wall. So we had basically one point of view that we could be attacked from. We're sitting there prone, and there's this guy on voice chat, he has voice chat with a voice modulator, and so his voice is really deep, and it's coming from, like, inside a house that you can't get in.
That sounds terrifying.
That sounds awful.
It was terrifying, and so
Batman.
So we're sitting there. It's three of us. We're sitting there watching. Kind of, we're scared because we're like, where is this guy? and all of a sudden we just all get killed with some silenced weapon, and no one, we didn't ever see anyone, like no one was ever there, and that kind of stuff just it kind of.
You want to hear some scary shit? I saw a video. It's a Twitch archive of some guy. It's two minute clips, and he's getting chased by this guy wearing a Jason mask with blood all over it, and he's blasting over the in-game sound. It's like a little girl's voice singing like "Ring Around the Rosie."
Oh my god!
And he's like chasing him through a field, and eventually he logs out and disconnects. And the next video is him driving in a car. He gets out of the car. He looks back in the car. The dude is sitting in the passenger seat.
That's not okay.
He's like,
"That's not okay."
And the dude just gets in the car, starts speeding away, and then disconnects. He's like, "No, I'm done. I'm done."
I would die.
That's it. It's like that guy was hacking. He was hacking the game. You can't do that if you're just normally playing the game. But at the same time,
is epic.
That's an epic hack. But there's also shitty hacks. So you like, if you want to outlaw one, you have to outlaw all. And Daisy is so great for me because people are going on the Daisy forum, as I have Pikachu in the camera. People are going on the Daisy forum and hiring other people to go into servers and assassinate people, like to find them and kill them.
Again, with the
you can't do that in like a Left 4 Dead 2 zombie zombie game because it's so constrictive and it's so controlled. You can do that in Daisy, and if you can do that in Daisy, that means people are going to hack it. So the open world feel, even though it's not an open world game, it's like it has no point to it. It's just you survive. That's all it is. That's what it's. Its flaws are its strengths, really, and it's so I can't like say like yes, ban the hackers.
But its strength is telling a story.
That's the thing. I feel like the story gets ruined when it's taken out of your hands, though.
No, it turns into fucking comedy when you cry about it.
But there's one thing between murdering people in cold blood, which actually can be hysterical, like what Biz did to that guy, or you know,
3 infills, 10 blood bags.
It might be funny the first time you all get teleported to a tower, but then after that, it's like, man, I just kind of want to play, you know?
Yeah, like, that's funny if it happens right after you died and you don't have any gear to lose, but if you've been building up your character and you have a ghillie suit and a sniper rifle and night vision goggles, like, getting teleported and just instantly dying, you know, you've ruined that experience for that person.
But not in a good way either.
No, I want to kill people legitimately to ruin their experience without question.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, so we implement a Prince of Persia dagger feature where you can take back the last 5 minutes of what just happened.
Prince of Persia.
Well, I think as the game matures, doesn't it have some sort of punk buster or some shit?
Battle Eye or whatever?
Battle Eye. It's a piece of shit.
It appears to work about as well as punk buster does.
Yeah, it's
But my point was that if you hear about, like, when Tank was talking about on Twitter, talking about the non-Hive servers and how the admins on there are more likely to ban, I just see that as, like, them not being as scared because they have their own private server.
Right.
Them not being as scared of, like, the developers shutting it down or something. Because you can't say certain stuff that's kind of shady is legal and then try to maintain, an admin's power on a server.
Right.
You're undermining that. So that, I mean, I actually agree with the Daisy developer on that, on stream sniping, for instance.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a metagame. Play it. Like, but, you shouldn't, you know, that shouldn't put fear in any admin to ban a hacker.
Right.
And the populated servers, it's getting worse and worse from what I'm hearing.
That's the thing is now, like, even if you banned a hacker from one server that you host, that doesn't stem the problem. Because now there are too many people playing DayZ, and it seems like any high population server you go into, you really do run a risk of, you know, of just randomly getting teleported and dying. Because it seemed like that was the symptom. Or that was the cause of seeing these hackers, I really think, was because we were going into, you know, the 40-plus people servers, whereas before...
What's that shitty anti-cheat they have?
Battle Eye?
Okay. Yeah.
Which I'd never heard of until this game.
Yeah, I went into a server and it was like, we really apologize for Battle Eye banning people.
That's what we were talking about last night. Yeah, it's like, we're sorry for banning thousands of legitimate accounts or something.
Yeah. Punkbuster doesn't do its job. Battle Eye goes like HAL 9000 on everyone. It's just like, I'm sorry, Daisy player. I cannot do that.
Yeah.
But so hopefully with the transition to Arma 3 and a little maturation of the mod, we'll get better admins for one thing. Because now it's kind of like a Wild West, even with servers.
Like, it definitely is a Wild West.
With Will
West.
Smith? Wild, no. Wild West?
Can I kick Nick off the
call?
Yeah,
go ahead and kick him for that. Or
all right, if you don't like Wild Wild West, whatever.
Will Smith mentions this is automatic kick. Fuck.
Wow, what do you have against Will Smith?
What a tool bag.
What's wrong with Will Smith? I'm confused.
Nick really wants
but hopefully,
to Will Smith.
Hopefully they mature. I know we've talked about DayZ a lot, but it really is that good of a game. So it is good.
And I think also the Wild Wild West elements of DayZ add to it. Obviously, it's frustrating when you run into a hacker and they're not getting banned or whatever, but that's all part of the fun. Like even though it can be really frustrating, like part of the reason it's so fun is because it's like, wow, will I get into a server or will I wait fucking 10 minutes at this loading screen before I log in? And then when you get in, it's like, I don't know, like that's weird.
That's
it's like excuse
too.
To enjoy.
It's so good that people are enduring all this bullshit.
Right. Exactly.
And yeah. I will continue to play as well. Like, yeah. But everyone's totally cool with all this happening. So,
I actually thought the other night when I was dying to hackers or whatever and kind of just resurrecting and didn't have anything. And so I died like 5 or 6 times. And I was thinking, it almost, as much as I don't like the load times and I don't understand why those load times are as long as they are, it's almost like a time of reflection. Like it forces you to think about what you've done.
Yeah. Yeah. And the loading in's like one of the most tense things because it takes forever, and then I'm like, am I going to load in and have 10 zombies on me?
Load in somewhere I don't want to be and have to kill myself and respawn and wait for another 15 minutes to load in?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Exactly. Who knows?
Or the fact that I'm alt-tabbing. Well, I should run it in a window, like full-screen window, but if I'm alt-tabbed, like at one point, this happened the other night, I was in the Rooster Teeth server, and I had forgot that I was loading in because it had been like 10 or 15 minutes, and I alt-tab back in, and I'm standing there on a beach, and there's two dudes staring at me with guns, and they're both like, we could have killed you, but we didn't, so come with us and help us get this truck.
Yeah, and
so
I'm sitting there telling you to kill them.
And then they had their back to me, and they were like really nice and talking, and they were running, and Nick's like, kill them, I'm like, and I had this whole moral crisis where I was like, they spared my life, I cannot kill these guys, I feel bad if I do that.
Oh, you could have killed them.
No, I didn't, and I just disconnected, and I was like, I can't handle it. There's too much
pressure. The very first time I logged on by myself, I was in Cherno, and I only had a double barrel, so it's 2 shots, and you got to reload. So I saw 2 guys across the stream, across the square, like in the middle of Cherno, one of the stupidest places to be out in the open. And I had a moral crisis too, dude. I was like, should I like shoot these guys or like should I leave them alone and try to escape? And I was like,
no other game.
But what a murderous moral crisis. Like, do I have enough ammo to kill these people? Like, never do you go into like a Call of Duty situation, you're like, man, am I gonna get out of this with enough ammo? Am I gonna have to reload mid gunfight? You're just like, how do I kill them fastest? With DayZ, like, when will I have to reload to shoot these people?
I ended up killing one guy and then getting destroyed by his partner. But it was like the first encounter where I had where I saw them way before they saw me, and I could have ran up and I could have killed them both probably. But I was like, I was hesitant because I was like morally thinking about, should I kill these guys or what? Like, should I run away? But
there's no question. I mean, there's no other game that I've ever played or I think that has ever existed that tweaks that moral sensibility in people when they play the game. It is so bizarre. Like, as I was doing that, I was
on
like,
its own.
Obviously, never played Train Simulator.
Wow,
John. I'll tell you what. John has no moral qualms in DayZ.
Fuck. Now, if I see you, I'm killing you. If I'm coming to meet you and I see you and you don't tell me it's you, I'm going to kill you too.
Yeah.
But dude, you got like 3 Enfields and like 10 blood bags. Let's execute you on top
John's
of this building.
John's a cold-hearted motherfucker who killed 3 dudes with a broken leg.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
In a shack. He was moving. He was like crawling around from
was
shack
laying,
to shack.
No, I climbed up a ladder that had a broken leg, and there's nowhere to go. And I just like laid down on a roof and kept killing people. And then I killed one guy, and I figured he may have morphine, so I went back across the field crawling. It took like 20 minutes to get to his body, and he didn't have anything. So I just laid down in the corner and glitched in his tent. So when he came back to life, he tried to go back to his tent, and I killed him 2 more times. he didn't have anything, and he was like voice chatting. He's like, if you're here, you're gonna kill me, and I don't have anything. It doesn't do you any good. And I told him that killing him does me more than enough good. I don't need his items.
And John, I was just like, you gotta load in, bitch.
I've never begged for my life in a game until DayZ. I'll be like running through Cherno with just with a hatchet, and some dude will start shooting me like, dude, fuck, come on, I have nothing, man. I have nothing you want, just fuck off. And I'll run into a building and it'll still keep coming after me. And I'll just be like pleading angrily for my life. I don't want to load in again.
There's definitely no question. Like, if DayZ, it's going to be built in Arma 3, right, is the word.
Yeah.
That's building it directly in. If it is, like, if it is, you know, I'm with this out of Alpha in there, and it is, as it keeps the same mystique and everything, and that makes it so cool right now, it's going to be one of the biggest games in PC history. It's like almost like, I think it's going to be Minecraft, maybe not Minecraft numbers, but so many people will start getting into it.
Is that
it.
A million players in a shit-ass alpha? Yeah,
that is insane.
It just needs a not awful.
Yeah, I mean, Minecraft was the same thing in an alpha.
Yeah,
that's true. But Minecraft wasn't as buggy, though, was it? As
no, not like this.
No,
not
from like day one, you could build huge dicks. So
Minecraft is just Java buggy.
It worked just fine.
All right.
And it's even like the littlest things. When they finally patch like zombies not being able to morph through walls and doors, it'll be like, that'll be Christmas.
With the KB Mod Podcast.
Latimo had
this question in rapid fire that made me laugh out loud. I can't wait to get to it.
This first question was on the flog today, if anyone subs to Geek and Sundry.
Oh,
but anyway,
I love her so much.
Georgie Beats asks, you have to have a household item fused to your body. What is it and where is it fused to?
A dildo.
Where?
That's
inside of really my butt.
I guess that's a household item.
That's a household. Okay, there's like
a lamp or a table.
There are a lot of people that have dildos and vibrators.
That's a household item. I'm thinking like a blender. Like
where else are you going to keep your dildo in your purse? Like it's keep it in your drawers at home.
Items as a sex toy. It's not a household. I mean,
I like the blender idea. The blender idea is sweet.
A blender?
Where would you put it, though?
I'd give it my left hand. I have a blender hand.
Nick will make us margaritas!
That is like... Edward Scissorhands.
Everyone's party trick fails in comparison to you making margaritas with your hand.
I'm just gonna be like, what's up, bitches?
Oh, my God.
Daiquiris? Oh, I got it.
God. No worries, guys. No worries.
Old item.
I would have a chair fused to my butt. A flat part.
then you could sit.
Yeah,
like I was gonna say time. A chair that doubles as a toilet, so that I would never have to actually go to the.
That would require a chair that doubles as a toilet to be a household item, Scott.
A toilet is a household item.
Yeah.
Come on.
Really.
Come on.
You don't need a chair that's a toy. You just need to lose a lot of self-dignity and just shit wherever you feel like.
Shit in the chair. That's
not helpful. Every room in my house is a bathroom now.
Yeah.
I shit where I want.
If you lose a little self-respect, you can imagine the things you can do.
Yeah. That's Alex, that key word, works for everything if you don't care. Lose a little self-respect. So
basically, Scott wants a chair with a hole.
No, I want a working toilet with plumbing. Okay, I don't want a chair with a hole.
God, you'd have to be so strong to walk around with a toilet fused to you, dude.
It'd be really like futuristic, like
proximity of your home.
Really strong material. It wouldn't be porcelain. It would have to be like a light plastic.
Then you could use it in fights.
where is this?
If someone went to punch you, you could just like show them the back of your body and just bam, you're punching a porcelain toilet. And then, should they get through it, they're just punching shit, and the shit's going to get all over them. It's totally the best self-defense mechanism I've ever seen.
God.
Sure.
Where would the poop go? Just out the bottom of the toilet.
And then if you did like a whirly motion, then you could have like a whole like poop tornado coming out.
Oh my God.
Wow.
There you go. You're welcome.
Poop tornado.
Mental
image.
Jeez. Edward Dildo Hands. That's a good suggestion, Stream.
We're dildo
just hands. Dildos instead of hands. You can hit people with those.
Good.
I think Georgie Beats got a much more in-depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than he thought he would.
Answer than he expected.
All right.
I'm not sure here.
Best food drink combo?
Ooh, okay. All right.
At Pete Yalen asks, best food, drink, combo to eat while gaming.
Gotta go with pretzels and root beer. Pretzels don't get your hands nasty, and root beer is delicious.
Pretzels are a great snack food for gaming. Yeah, you're right. But I'm trying to think.
Gamma Labs and Control Freaks.
Gamma Labs to eat Control Freaks?
Yeah, they're crunchy.
You dip them in anything, or you just eat them as is?
You can get them different flavor. You can get them Dunkin' flavored. You can get
suntan oil.
Juicer
Gamer Grub Spaghetti and probably Gamma Labs for a beverage for sure.
I just intravenously shoot the Gamma Labs. But I don't eat it.
I don't even have blood anymore. I just have pre-workout drinks.
Best food.
I'm Gamma Labs positive when I go to the
hospital. I actually think a milkshake is a solid gaming item.
Milkshake?
Because it's like food and drink in one. So
that's true.
How about some Ensure?
Okay. What are you, 70?
Okay.
Good Lord.
Sure.
I need to balance my nutrition.
Don't start with the voices.
Oh, God.
Goodness Ensure and Ponin Noobs.
It's never too early to combat osteoporosis.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, arthritis from the clicking fingers? You never know.
Flintstones vitamins is what you're going to say next.
Okay, this is by far, this next question. We've done this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that we did. Really?
I don't know about the second part, but we've done the first part. We can.
Well, this is, okay.
I think we've definitely had this part, because I think I answered I'd eat myself.
Yeah.
We'll say this anyway because this is so bizarre. At Filth asks, would you rather be made out of sausage or not be able to open your mouth without burping?
Made out of sausage.
Made out of sausage, dude. Sausage. That's.
But then you also, Nick Fenton, I'm pointing out that you are not going to be able to eat yourself, because if you're made entirely out of sausage, what kind of leverage are you going to get?
No, I'll create a black hole when I eat myself. I'll eat myself from the bottom, and we'll meet in the middle, and it'll create a black hole. Think about it.
Is that how science works?
Yeah.
How would you meet yourself
in the middle?
Black holes are
created by sausage men eating themselves.
Would you meet me halfway?
They work. Oh, my God.
Okay, but what about the logistics of this, right? It says not be able to open your mouth without burping. But what if you're like a heavy mouth breather and your mouth is always open? Does that mean it nullifies that? If you just kept your mouth open all the time, would you not burp?
And you're taking like a gamble. Talking.
Is it only when you close it do you burp?
I'm still trying to figure out how
the answer is sausage. You want to be made
fucking black hole out of
maybe that would give me the inclination to work on maybe talking out of my asshole via farts or something awesome like that.
Yeah, that's actually kind of sweet.
Like, I would get surgery done to my body that would allow me to, like, fart full sentences with very, very well enunciated. You know, it'd just be awesome.
On your farts. That was a British fart.
It's the Chris Stroud of...
That was a British fart.
Nominate Nick Fenton for the Nobel Prize for his black hole research and
black hole sausage.
How funny would it be if someone's like, there's a scientist watching, he's like, God damn it, we've been missing it this whole time. Sausage people.
Fuck the Large Hadron Collider, dude. They've been Higgs bosons for pussy.
That's not working, dude. Sausage.
Sausage is where it's at.
It's black hole.
I like sausage.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'd be sausage.
I had a delicious sausage at work the other day. It was bison jalapeno something or other. Bison habanero sausage.
Oh, man.
It was the best thing ever.
But also good. Mr. Shambhala asks, why is John so good looking?
Chromosomes?
Well, man and a woman.
Chromosomes? I suppose that's like the origin.
Look at this. Do you think that this is an accident?
Ooh,
it happens. This is hard work.
John is caressing his face via air.
Oh yeah, if you could.
This is very hard work and it's very well planned. Like, I haven't shaved in 4 days.
But that's planned, right? That
you don't
shave. Yeah. I know it.
Oh my God!
Are you painted by Leonardo da Vinci?
John was crafted.
I was designed.
A sculpture came to life.
Yeah,
a bunch of TF2 scrap metal was put together.
I'm tiny dick, though.
Certainly.
People assume that it's huge. It's fat. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
At Sir Harrison Daly asks, what is the funniest movie you've ever seen?
This was tough.
That's a hard question. I don't have one movie that's the funniest I've ever seen.
Fight Club, because it was so fucking horrible.
Fuck you, Al.
Like, straight up.
Ooh.
Mm.
The movie I always think of is Dumb and Dumber's.
Dumb and Dumber's up there for my favorite.
This is classic.
I'm going to say Grandma. I'm going to say Grandma's Boy.
Oh, Grandma's Boy is so good.
There's one called Peanut Butter Farts.
That's so disgusting.
It's a really underrated classic.
I want to see Peanut Butter Farts with John's talking butt.
It's a one scene film. It's one location, one actress. It's a solo show. Actually, it stars Skippy Peanut Butter.
Oh my god!
Could be the funniest thing I've ever seen. I might have to agree with
you. So everyone go.
Jay
look
and
up.
Silent Bob Strike Back. Great idea.
That's a good one.
It's a good movie.
The best parts about Grandma's Boy are the parts that aren't supposed to be like bluntly hilarious or the funniest parts. He's like, I don't know what you are, but I'm gonna fucking eat you too. I'm way too baked to drive to the devil's house. Phone's for you. I think it's the devil.
Also, Monty Python.
Monty Python.
Stuck on You. It's a good one.
Sleepless in Seattle.
God, I've wanted to kick you from the call so many times tonight.
You've got mouth great. I love that movie.
Using lifelines.
And I don't want the world to see me.
No?
No, the world doesn't want him.
Go ahead and turn your camera.
At my Who's Clack asks, what piece of hardware did you highly anticipate only to be let down when it was released?
Bulldozer.
Yeah, I think Bulldozer is the easiest.
Yeah, there was like three podcasts on that whole topic.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Sad.
John's fat cock.
However, I have a bigger disappointment.
Sundials. Really disappointing.
Back in the mid-90s, early 90s, there were two consoles that were coming out that were supposed to be just absolute beasts. The 3DO and the Atari Jaguar were supposed to be so good. The Jaguar was the first 64-bit system before Nintendo 64, and they were fucking horrendous. Mm-hmm. Like, they ended up having 10 games between them, but back then I had a Super Nintendo, and I was just like, oh my god, Mom, we have to get a 3DO. It's only like $800. It was so much money, but it failed so badly. There were no games for either one, and the Atari Jaguar controller, if you go Google a picture of that thing, you'll see why it failed.
Can we go the other way with this question too? Because I'd like to actually hear this, like what everybody's favorite piece of hardware was, like the best piece of hardware you've ever owned.
Oh man,
Radeon.
I'm gonna go with a 9800 Pro for myself.
Solid, very solid choice.
I play video games.
Game Boy. Yeah.
Game Boy. Ooh, that's close.
The original Game Boy lasted me for many years.
Yeah, same here.
My favorite moment ever was when I woke up one night when I was like, I forget how old I was, probably like 10, and I went downstairs. Or I woke up and I heard the Mortal Kombat music playing. My grandmother was babysitting us that night. I go downstairs, she's sitting on our couch playing Mortal Kombat on my Game Boy and totally into it. And being like, how do you do that? And she even knew what a fatality was because she had watched like a special on it or something.
Your grandma was a bitchin' reptile, wasn't she?
Yes.
Number one reptile NA.
She juggled so bad.
She used to juggle.
Oh, that's where Scott's desire to replace everyone came from. His grandma replaced him.
My favorite piece of hardware was my Razer Anza.
Very strong choice.
I think the 9800 Pro is a real solid choice, though. I would say either probably my AMD Barton processor, my AMD 3000 Plus. That thing was a monster when it came out, and it was like no money. And it ran WoW for years. Mm. Years and years and years.
It would still run WoW now.
It would still run WoW now. I had that thing overclocked to hell, too. But, yeah, that was a good one. Super Nintendo is a good one for me. That was the last console I owned before Xbox 360. So, but
I would say, I was going to say 9700 Pro. That seemed like that kind of sparked that generation of video cards, and kind of put AMD on top for video cards for a while. But I think tied with that would actually be the 2500K / 2600K. Those were such a huge leap forward from the previous generation of AMD and Intel. I think that's really brought PC gaming into a new realm of affordability for having really high power systems.
So, but
I mean, what did first generation i7s cost on release? Like a 920 was like $499, wasn't it?
They were expensive.
I don't know if they were that much, but I mean they were good, but they weren't. They didn't have anywhere near the kind of power the 2500K does. It's such a huge step up from what was before that Nehalem to Sandy Bridge. Just such a massive step up.
Also, I will go ahead and put this down now. What piece of hardware did you highly anticipate only to be let down by when it was released? The Oya, the Ouya, the Aya, whatever it is. That thing's going to not.
Are you doing this ahead of time? Oh, this is preemptive letdown? Yeah,
the Ouya? That's my COD 4 name right now. I'm the Ouya.
All right, last regular Twitter question. The Laughing Man wants to know, why was Hutch stupid enough to let the guy trying to replace him be in charge of his blood supply?
Well, let me recap that whole story. What you don't realize about that is I'm the one who braved Cherno to go to the hospital and find that one blood bag at the very top of one of the main buildings. So, and also, he had plenty of blood.
Wow, dude, did you brave Cherno? Did you brave Cherno?
I braved Cherno, dude. That's, I mean, so he was there, but I'm brave
Cherno. No one else is brave enough to brave Cherno but you, you noob.
That's cool, dude. Well, I braved it, and that was my blood bag, and I wasn't going to give it away frivolously.
Scott Fisher, Rage Cherno, gets one
blood. You realize that 5K blood means he gets one shot by, like, anything.
Yeah, I know that.
You did not know that.
But see, the dilemma, Scott, is that...
I'm a pretty good actor, aren't I?
The dilemma is that if you ended up needing that blood bag, you would have to put your fate into his hands.
Right, exactly. No, I know you can't give yourself a blood transfusion, but I was just thinking, to be fair though, I did think that I didn't know the blood was 12,000 to start off. I was thinking it was like 9. So, yeah. I thought he had more than he did.
You were trying but to permanently still, replace Hutch.
At the end of the day, I wanted his character dead, let's be honest. So, I didn't really care. So,
I don't know if that's a sad question. All right.
Came back. Please be nice to him. Thank you.
Okay. All right, dude. Thanks, man.
I hugged him, and it was great.
Yeah.
I just tweeted a picture of the Atari Jaguar controller, because it's that horrible. But,
let me see this.
Just look at this thing. It is horrendous.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I don't know what they were thinking. It's like a Sega Genesis with a tumor.
It's like a calculator.
Oh,
it's absolutely terrible.
How do you even hold it as a child? There's no way.
You don't, dude. No. It'd be like playing games with your head, Scott.
You use it like a DDR pad.
Yeah.
You just stomp on it.
So, rapid fire time. Sir Harrison Daly asks, is it just me or does APL look like Al from Home Improvement? Just you. He looks nothing like
Al. Yeah, no, not at all.
I don't know what... That's weird.
You're not quite as jolly.
Aside from the shape of your facial hair, perhaps.
Yeah, not, I don't know.
Yeah, but Al had
didn't full Al, he had full beard.
Yeah, he did the full. Yeah. So that's, even that is suspect.
Yep.
I don't know.
Danny022, how do you guys deal with depressing thoughts? Alcohol. And hookers.
Oh, hookers too? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Gay hookers, mostly.
Solid life advice from the KB Mod podcast.
Definitely. I would say alcohol is a great, great aid, and also Night hawking.
Yeah.
I find a good really cervix good pounding straight. Gets me through the day.
Cervix pounding is so bad.
Konjokin asks, if everyone in the podcast was a TF2 class, who would they be and why? John would be the spy, I feel like.
Yeah. I'd be a scout.
John would be the scout. He's got some attitude.
Well, I can tell you right now, Nick Fenton would be the spy because he's a fucking backstabber. So that's...
All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Alex would be the soldier because he can do that voice pretty well.
I would say that Nick would be the pyro because he's completely unintelligible.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because he's a flamer, but that works too.
I'll be the medic.
I see you as the medic. Dan, you're all around helpful.
Scott's...
I don't know what I would be. I would be... I'm very impatient.
Demo man.
Yeah, demo? Oh, I hate the demo. Oh, I hate playing the demo man. I'm not good at it.
I think Scott would be the heavy because he would love doing the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like. I want to point out Red Q-Tip in his syntax. APL is heavy.
Is heavy. APL is heavy.
So you know, mean. You're not.
That's cool, dude. That's cool. Make more fat jokes. I don't hear them enough on Respawn and shit. Thanks, dude. That's great, man. Thank you.
Respawn's just shocked because they went from an anorexic man to you.
Yeah, I know. It was a little bit of a shock visually. I understand that.
Stream is saying that I would be the engineer. I guess that.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you'd definitely be the engineer.
So at
and you're from the south, so it also fits.
APL is the sniper, contributes nothing to the team.
Whoa, Scott's an aggressive sniper, so let's not do that.
At Sarilata 7 asks, if you were any item in DayZ, what would you be? Scott would be a blood bag, I feel.
How would be the bullet that goes through Nick Fenton's lifeless body?
You're shooting him again after
not even the one that killed him.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So little you care. Alex would be the 50 cal because he lost one.
Oh, yeah.
RIP 50 cal.
I'd be the Alice pack because I'm a girl.
I want to be the Franken beans so I can be inside you.
I'd love to eat you, Nick. It's such a nice eat sound. Eat it. Said. That's the Daisy eating right there.
Okay, yeah,
let me drink real quick.
Can I'll we all refer to it, the Canadian, as DayZ, please? Thank you.
DayZ.
Or I'll be the can of soda because I'm just real generic.
Which kind, though? You have to pick which kind.
Is it? Oh, there's Coke and Pepsi.
There's Coke, Pepsi, and
Mountain Dew. Oh, there's Mountain Dew?
Yeah, they're rare.
Shit, dude. I'll be the
Mountain Dew. The guy I killed last night had 3 Mountain Dews.
Apparently, they're cursed. That's the thing.
What?
Like, if you have them on you, you're cursed. I was reading up on the forums.
Really? Because I don't think curses exist within digital.
All right, dude. Why don't you learn to live in fantasy? Fuck.
At Fox Lament asks, how much would you have to be paid to get fucked by the Curiosity Rover?
Would it come to you, or would you go to it?
Do I get to go to Mars?
Yeah. I would make a booty call to Mars. Hell yeah.
Oh my god.
Make a booty call to Mars. God damn it.
I would probe the shit out of me.
Anything to get fucked by the Curiosity Rover. That would not.
That's the thing. Its camera is not really a camera. It's more like a colonoscopy camera. The thing was meant to be fucking dudes.
Well, you have to get to Mars because the Curiosity Rover is not coming back.
Get to the Mars.
Yeah, it's not coming back.
So I would have to go to Mars, so I guess if. Whatever you're going to pay to send me to Mars, I guess.
Billions.
Apparently billions.
Sticky Octopus asks, what are your opinions on giving away Perp Skirp in order to gain subs in the token community?
The token community.
I think it's okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. No.
That's the whole focus of the token community.
Those are illegal substances.
We put in a form
subs?
Of
are we talking substance? Category?
Are we talking submarine sandwiches?
Or
weed is legal in California if you have a medical card. Okay? Thank you, Nick Fenton. Not everywhere is Minnesota. Okay? You got anything to say to that? No, you don't. Go mop the Mall of America.
Scott moved to LA and all he does is smoke weed now.
That's the only reason I moved here, to be honest, John.
Play Trees XD. All right, guys.
Someone said the questions this week get an 8.5 from IGN. God, I love any opportunity we get the shit on them. Anyway.
Why?
All right, guys. That is it for episode 55 of the podcast. Make sure to check us out at kbmod.com, youtube.com/kbmodgaming. Of course, the Twitch channel, Twitter at kbmodgaming, facebook.com/kbmod. And I don't know, pretty much everything kbmod. Go buy a shirt or something, too, while you're at it.
Buy a shirt and
sunglasses.
Click on ads.
Don't say that. We can't say that.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I can't say that. You guys can technically say that.
Go to XTube and click on ads.
XTube, yeah.
And get lots of viruses.
Tube galore. All right.
Can we get some upvotes on Reddit?
That is it for this week.
Xhamster.com. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Run an ad here and then we'll
post it. Just porn.
Up and going.
That's right.
Later, guys.
The fact you know that tagline.
God, Alex.
All right, dude. I watch porn,
it's
dude.
Bad
get over
because
it.
I know that site, and that's just not okay.
Of course, we all know that site. Anyone who jacks off
so
knows
bad.
Those sites on the internet.
It's just awkward now.
Honest, if all roads lead to Rome, all porn leads to X-Hamster.